So I did a little bit of research before going into today's conversation about the Hometown Foundation. This is a national nonprofit charitable organization. It's committed to raising money to support a lot of different programs that meet community needs. And one of those programs has to do with emergency response personnel. In fact, they've got what's called the Hometown Heroes Grant Giveaway. And I noticed at the very top of the list right now, there are 23 entries in there, and at the very top, and you can help by keeping them at the top and hopefully winning this money, is an entry that is right here at home, and it's part of the foundation's canine grant money. Easton Police Officer Tamara French and canine TJ are entered in to win this money, and when you find out the story about canine TJ, you're going to know why they're at the top of the list. Joining us now is Easton Police Officer Tamara French. And Tamara, thank you so much, first of all, for what you and canine TJ do, but also for coming on to WICC to share this story.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So first of all, tell us about you and canine TJ, how you guys got together and in the work that you do on an everyday basis.
Okay, so TJ, he's a German Shepherd. He's 8 years old. We were partnered together in 2017. He's trained in, he's a patrol dog, so that means he's trained in tracking missing persons, lost children, lost hikers, criminal suspects. He also does narcotics detection, which we've been very successful with, helping not only our PD, but other PDs. We've assisted DEA several times, and we also go and assist the area schools. He is also trained in building searches, which means we search for hiding suspects, handler protection. So he's trained to protect not only myself, but any other officers that we work with. So he's pretty well versed.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, I don't know if people even realize how unbelievable canines are. Like, I think that at the surface, we all think, oh, wow, how amazing, we have police dogs. But I mean, when that list of everything TJ can do and what he does is extraordinary. I mean, how much training does he have to do to be able to accomplish all of that?
So when I was first partnered with him, we went to train. Our trainer is Frank Rita from Superior Training. And we went for the first about 8 to 10 weeks every day, Monday through Friday, together about 8 to 10 hours. And then to keep up our training, we do 16 hours a week with our trainer. 16 hours a month with our trainer. And then every week we do a couple of days a week, we'll get together with other handlers just to kind of on our off time, just to keep our dogs, you know, up to date with everything and give them a little more training.
And again, to do the training, to take care of the dogs, obviously it costs money, right? I would imagine it costs money, which is why you're going for this grant, correct?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of the smaller towns don't have their canine unit in the budget. So we really rely on donations from people who just see the value in having the canine unit in their town. So we've been lucky so far to just be strictly on donations. Like we do fundraisers every year to raise the money for him. And then when I saw this one, I thought this was like a perfect opportunity, you know, to help the unit out.
So again, we have Easton Police Officer Tamara French here, and she's talking about her partner, canine TJ, who is amazing. And I have to be honest with you, Tamara, I have been promoting this story since yesterday afternoon, since you and I got off the phone, because it really is extraordinary. And I know after talking to you, I've already talked to our team here at WICC, and we are going to be making more of an effort to be more in touch with all of our local departments and seeing if we can share more of these stories, not only to obviously tell more good stories about what the police are doing in our communities, but also to bring awareness of how important it is that we support our canines and our canine programs, especially in small towns like Easton. Tell us what TJ accomplished back in 2021.
So and I work, we work the evening shift. In August of 2021, I came on duty, and as soon as I walked in the door, dispatch notified me that Bridgeport PD was calling on the hotline for a tracking canine. So the hotline is basically a radio system that all the police departments can hear. So if the dispatcher doesn't have time to actually pick up the phone and dial each individual police department for help, they can call on this hotline. It's kind of a, like a little broadcast system, like, hey, we need this, this, and this. So that day when I walked in, Bridgeport PD was looking for a tracking canine. So we, me and TJ responded, and I have to say it was probably the hottest, the hottest, most humid day I've worked in my last 23 years. But when we got to the scene, we were told that Bridgeport PD had a couple individuals in different areas detained that were, you know, possible suspects. So I got TJ out of the car and I brought him to the door of this house where this young woman lived. And she, someone knocked on her door. She opened the door a little bit, and a man was able to force his way into her house. He did display a gun. She was sexually assaulted, and then he fled on foot. So I got TJ out of the car. We went right to the front door. He got right to work. He started tracking. I think the track ended up being about a mile and a half long, all through different, you know, twists and turns through the city streets. About, I'd say about halfway through, he went in between two houses, and there was a garbage can there, and he alerted on the ground, and there was like, I noticed there was like a piece of clothing there, but I didn't really know what it was. And he wanted to, you know, after he alerted, he wanted to continue on. So I let Bridgeport PD know, the officers were right there, and they were going to check the item that he had alerted on. So we continued, and we tracked, you know, through a couple more neighborhoods, and then we turned on a street, and there was a bunch of police officers there. And TJ tracked right through the police officers and went right up to the person that they had detained, showing me that, hey, this is who I've been following. So, it was amazing. It really was. And then we later found out that the jacket was the suspect's, and it did have his gun in it. And the victim did identify that person.
You mean when he stopped that first time before he wanted to keep tracking, that was the jacket.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So when he alerts on an item of like clothing or an article, he'll lay down and just stare at it to let me know, hey, this is what you're looking for. And then he continued to track. But it was amazing. I mean, like I said, it was literally the hottest day I think I've ever worked in my life. And I was just so proud of him. And it was just really amazing. Like, he loves tracking. Like, that's, I mean, he loves to work, but tracking is definitely his specialty.
What an incredible story. We have the distinct pleasure of having Easton police officer Tamara French here and Tamara's partner, Canine TJ. Although TJ can't come on the air. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't been able to hear from TJ
yet.
He's there. Of course he is, but he's being such a good boy. He's just like, all right, I keep hearing my name. Ugh, he's the best boy. Oh, my gosh, he's the best boy. Oh, I love it.
He is.
So, you know, I want to talk about, if you don't mind, Tamara, talking about the importance of supporting our canine programs, because the reason we have you here today is not only to share such an amazing story, which you just did a couple minutes ago, but also to talk about this Hometown Heroes grant giveaway, which it looks like on the website is the amount of $12,000. And I want to help people to understand why we support our canine programs, because like I did a little bit of research and I'm looking at the costs. For example, you know, there are service dogs, for example, and the average service dog training costs, again, not even talking about vet bills, keeping up with their health, you know, feeding them, all of that.
Right.
You know, the training costs alone, thousands and thousands of dollars a year.
Yes.
And that's, of course, not even just the initial, because obviously they go through a very rigorous training process and then they have to keep up with it every year. So you probably drop thousands of dollars. I don't mean you personally, but it's like you guys have to drop thousands of dollars just to support one canine officer. But when you talk about the work that is being done, that I'm sorry, a human couldn't do. What TJ did in that Bridgeport story, no human could do it. I don't even care how good your smelling is. There's just no way.
Right.
Why should people, just in general, across Connecticut, in their own municipalities, why should they support canine programs? When you hear how expensive it is, people might be like, is it worth it?
Well, I think, like you said, there's things that the dogs can do that just we couldn't do. You know, say if we had to search out for that jacket, for that gun, you know, that could take, you know, 15 officers, where in Easton, we literally have 13 officers total. So, you know, especially in a small town, he's my backup. There may be two officers working on duty. So he's my backup. If I go to an alarm call, if I'm on a car stop, he's right in the car with me. You know, at a moment's notice, he's right there with me. And I think not only is it a deterrent if, say, I was on a car stop and someone was, you know, thinking of something, once they hear TJ barking, they're like, oh, okay, she does have her backup right there. I think for when we drive down the street, you know, people can tell it's a canine car. The kids, you know, in the school buses, they wave at us. All the kids know about, you know, all the kids know canine TJ. You know, I think it really opens up the door for, you know, if there's somebody that maybe is not sure what, you know, they're on the fence of what they think of the police, and then you bring a police dog by, I think that everybody loves dogs, right? So I think it really bridges the gap, and it opens the door to talk about, you know, what you do, what he does. And I think that really gives you the opportunity to inform the public about what we're doing, you know, why we're doing it. And I think having a canine partner just helps you do it that much quicker and much more efficiently.
I agree. I mean, when I found out we were going to do this interview, I have a 5.5-year-old at home, and I showed him pictures of TJ. I showed him the picture of the two of you and just showed him some stuff on your social media pages. And immediately I felt this like calmness from my son. He was just in awe of TJ, and he's like, Mom, what did the dog do? And of course I had to dumb it down a little bit because I can't tell a 5-year-old exactly what he did. But he immediately said, well, does our town have that? And does my cousin's town have that? And does Nona and Papa's town have? I mean, all of a sudden he's like, well, wait a minute, does everyone have? And I'm like, no, buddy, not every town has it. And he was furious. Like, my kid doesn't get mad about stuff. He was so mad that people don't all have canines on their forces. And I'm like, it costs money, dude. It costs a lot of money. So I think you bring up so many valid points, not just the work that they could do that humans just can't, but also just building those connections with community and making people feel safer. That is a huge deal. So I will say, we voted not once but twice yesterday. My husband's like, wait a minute, you voted and you didn't even tell me? So you can vote to vote for Officer Tamara French and K-9 TJ. Let's help them get this money. I mean, I want to support this officer. I want to support your team. I want to support your department. If people want to do that, I have the website right here. It's k9.hometownfoundation.org, all spelled out, K9, like the number 9, K9.hometownfoundation.org. And you will see there, I mean, right here on the page, it has your picture here with TJ, and you could vote right there. I know we did, like, you could do multiple votes if you want. Vote as much as you want. That would be great. And the money, hopefully, fingers crossed. How long do people have to vote till?
So you have till the end of the month, and you could vote, as you know, like, you get one free vote, and then every vote after that is $1. And the first prize is $5,000, the second prize is $4,000, and the third prize is $3,000. So we are hopeful, and we appreciate everyone's support and everyone's vote.
I mean, right now it looks like you guys are still in the lead by over 1,000 votes, which is very exciting. Ooh. Let's keep it that way.
Yes, please.
Please help us to support this team, Officer Tamara French and K-9 TJ, and the amazing work that they're doing, not just in Easton, but in your surrounding communities. Again, that story in 2021 was in Bridgeport, which is amazing. And so let's continue to support them, k9.hometownfoundation.org. And Tamara, really quickly, do you have any social media pages or anything like that where people can follow along with TJ?
Yes, they can follow TJ's page. It's Easton_K9TJ.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Officer Friends, for coming on the show. And thanks to both you and TJ for the work that you do in our community. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Again, that website is k9.hometownfoundation.org. You have until the end of the month to vote and support this incredible team.